بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم On one occasion a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought some advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam The sahabi mentioned O Nabi of Allah give me some advice But make the advice quite brief, quite concise. Perhaps he asks for concise advice so that it'll be easy for him to remember it and practice upon it. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Salli salata muwaddi'in. That when you perform salah, you should perform salah as though this is the last salah that you are performing in your life. If a person knows that this is the last salah he is performing, he won't have another opportunity, another chance to perform another salah. And this is the last time he will be bowing down before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his head in sajda. What type of salah would that salah be? One can perhaps try to imagine that, you know, this is the last opportunity, I must make the most and make the best of it. So similarly, the month of Ramadan when it comes, we don't know whether we're going to see the next Ramadan. Let alone the next Ramadan, the next moment we won't know, the next day a person doesn't know. So every day that is passing, we should make the most of it. And we should keep that roza in such a way, fulfill the ibadat of that day in such a manner, as though this is going to be the last day of my life. And like this, every action that a person carries out, He should give his heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in fulfilling that action. So Abdul Qadir Jailani rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioned that at the end of his life, Allah ta'ala showed him a sign that his time to leave this world is close. And certain awliya Allah Pak shows them. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani rahmatullahi alayhi, generally we refer to him as Pirane Pir, Shaykhul Mashaykh, the Shaykh of all the Mashaykh. So Allah Pak showed him a sign in a dream. He sees that the month of Rajab had come in the form of a handsome man and came to meet him and said that I am Rajab. So Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Ramutlali understood from this that inshallah the condition of the Muslims in this month will be good. For the month of Rajab symbolized itself in the condition of a very handsome looking man, everything is in order. So inshallah this month the Muslims will not undergo any difficulty. And the month passed in this way also, with a lot of blessings, a lot of barakah. The following month, then he sees a man come to him, and this person was in a very, very sad plight and condition. Hair was disheveled, torn and tattered clothing, old type of person. And he says that I am Sha'ban. So he understood from this that the Muslims will undergo some difficulty in this month. And accordingly, there was some hardship that the Muslim faced. So this is how the month had come before him in the dream. And then the following month, that's the month of Ramadan, at the beginning of Ramadan, and a person, handsome person came and said that I am Ramadan. And I will not be visiting you anymore. So Abdul Qadir Jilani Ramutlali understood that this is the last Ramadan he has in this world. That Ramadan will continue to come, but Ramadan mentioned that I won't visit you. So we don't know that when's the end of our life. People pass away in their youth, people pass away in middle age, people pass away in old age. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows this. Hazrat mentioned, when he came to Medina Munawara, for Hajj. It was his mamul that every year he would travel on foot, coming to Medina Munawara, coming to Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj, and thereafter going to Medina Munawara. So at the end of his life, or during his life, whenever he went for Hajj, and he would present himself at the Rozay Mubarak of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he would sing some couplets of love. And then he would give the salam. And the last day was the day very, very touching. Then the salam that he would present will be the farewell salam. And then he would say, oh my beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that I am going now. And then he would hear a voice from the Mubarak grave of Rasulullah mentioning that upon you be salam, and we will see you the following year. But the last year of his life, when he gave that salam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just said, and salam upon you. The Nabi of Allah didn't say, and we will see you next year. So his last meeting with the beloved. So we all need to be concerned about our end. The month of Ramadan is here, and it presents golden opportunities for us to connect with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and make amends for all the mistakes that we have made in our life, and how we can, you know, connect with Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this will determine the last moment of our life. How we spend our life, that's how our end will come.